Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dev Knight. Again, as I said before, the idiots make them lies to take away my Hollywood dream. I told you about the criminals in my building and near me who made up lies about me not owning my song. All you had to do is copyright, look at, you know, U.S. Copyright Office, look at BMI, ASCA, CSAC, look at court orders. There's no court order with someone owning my song. That's all you need to look at. What's really dangerous is about how low that some of these people near me can get, the haters. Did you know that they were plotting in 2 years to try to put me in a hospital, 3 years, or a lock facility? And you know, and I am too high-functioning, could I tell the truth? I'm very high-functioning. I know what the public guardianship is. That's for very low-functioning people who can't mind, who can't pay their bills, or who can't take care of themselves, food, clothing, shelter, extremely. Someone living on the street who sits on the streets, who's suffering from delusions and lay on the street and who don't do nothing but live on the street for years. That's likely a person who, or possibly a person who needs a conservatorship, or someone who goes into a mental hospital or something with severe illness. They can't take care of themselves. They can't stand on their 2 feet, or they can't stay away from fraud. That's extreme. And they're looking at me, a person who has a doctorate degree. I'm the completely opposite. I pay my bills. I mind my business. I own my home. I own a small business. I'm an aspiring lawyer for now. I don't know how long I will be. But I definitely have a doctorate level. Or even if I stayed just with an EJD, a doctorate and a master's, and who's high functioning, they're looking at me because of some conspiracy. That's criminal. They can go to jail for that. They can go to jail and prison. They're trying to do it by making me angry or harassment. I'm not going to get no conservatorship in this lifetime. So they better move on before they end up in prison for fraud or induced situation. Trying to go up to high functioning people, highly intelligent people, and think you're going to put them in the hospital. That's not going to happen. Well, the other thing is they made up lies that I didn't own my material. Again, that's a lie. They defame my reputation. I don't appreciate when they defame my reputation. I can sue them for defamation. Lie about my mental health. Lie, don't do this or do that. Everything is negative because they are criminals. I'm too high functioning. I can't believe they stooped this level. I told you in a previous podcast, which was the first one about the evil doers and dream killers trying to destroy my Hollywood dream chances, that they would do something else when I do put that podcast out. They will retaliate by more lies in the window and so on. They all, you know, it's also, you know, it's really sad that these individuals are very racist and they're very out of touch reality. They don't know, understand the music business. They don't know how to write a song. I said all that in the previous podcast. They're trying to manipulate me with my music. And these same individuals have said that they sample my songs. They, I know that's copyright infringement. They don't own my copyrights to any of my material. I own it. Just look online. Don't listen to lies. Please. Do not listen to any lies. These individuals are so dangerous and evil.
that they don't can't get off their ass and write their own music and looking for a handout. You know that's not what the music business is for. I also had a, again, about the man who kept saying about this man or name Kazumov being the lead singer of a band. There was no lead singer band. That was a delusion. There was no band. It never was a professional band. That was 20 years ago. He needs to stop the delusions and go to a hospital. Or someone who wants to be professional and go into the music industry and get discovered. Yes. Stop the lies. They have no right to be making up lies with those delusions and other things. I'm tired of listening to these lies and these criminal intents. They need to stop. They don't, because they don't have no dream or whatever. They need to stop. Stop it. And by the way, as far as the conservatorship thing, they need to go to prison. You go to prison for trying to commit some kind of harassment or crime, because that's not going to happen. I am too high functioning. Don't come up to me and look for me. They've been doing this for 20 years, which is also insane. I don't know them. They lived on roads next door to me. They also said that they called KOS to make up lies so I wouldn't put my song on the radio. That's wrong, too. Don't try to make up stories and try to stop me from being in the music industry because they are jealous or you don't have no talent. So you're looking at me to victimize me because you don't understand reality, how to live in this society called Hollywood. You shouldn't be living in Los Angeles if you don't know how to live next door. If you don't have no talent, then go to a hospital or teach yourself how to make your own music. Well, really, that's all it's all about. I mean, it's about just being common sense. If you hear any more lies online or anything, please contact me, disregard it. And also defamation, because I can sue and I will win. You know, I mean, it's to go to stoop to the low of trying to commit a heinous crime or trying to put me in an institution because you want to steal my song, that's crazy. The other delusion of crazy situation is they said my home was theirs. They said they were making up stories that they were going to film me in my home to show the people. That's crazy, too. I think these individuals are mentally ill themselves. When they say these things, gossip to people, others, and say they talk to people in the industry to hinder my chances, that's crazy. They are psycho. Now listen to these people. Please. Don't believe one thing. You look at proof. Now, if you see documents with my name on anything saying that it's used on any songs and everything, I did not sign it. That's fraud. I own everything. If it was on the Hot 100, well, that's fraud and forgery. That's wrong, too. And that's a lie. Let me tell you, these individuals, the Latino, the white, the black individuals, are dream killers. They're evil. They're losers. And it's all about jealousy and envy. And also it's about racism, I guess, because they don't like a black person like me, who I am, living, doing what I need to do. And you can't be a racist in a society, especially in Los Angeles.
I mean, again, you know, it's really serious. It really is crazy. So don't believe those lies. I mean, all this has to do with someone's sickness, and it is, some of it is criminal. Because you can't go to the public guardianship to a high-functioning person, an independent adult like me. I mean, that is insane in itself to do. That's criminal. Everything I said is true. It is deranged what these individuals have said. So if you hear anything that's defamatory, don't believe it. I mean, my home is my home. I don't know why I attracted these delusional people to me and crazy and criminals to me. I don't know why. I do not know why. You know, it's all about just wanting to take your dream and my dream away, and it's really sad, isn't it? Look at me as some person to manipulate or take down the selfish motives because they can't write their own song. All they have to do is write their own song themselves, learn how to get into business and move on. Don't try to tear me down for self-centered criminal motives. Basic common sense. My dream should not be taken away by evil people or hinder my potential in this society, American dream, by some hoodlum
or some racist or some crazy person who can't get off their ass and do the right thing. And neither should yours. Get day, get night from death night.